We continue with matrix factorization. We have yet considered two factorization, the LU and the LL Hermitian. A third factorization is left. The QR, where Q is unitary, and R, the second factor, is as usual upper triangular with no other requirements. As in the previous cases, we have to state, we would like to state, existence first. And if it holds, unicity or uniqueness. The second property does not hold. The first holds without other requirements. Always. We will prove existence by using special tool which is the use of elementary matrices, which will be seen in as soon as possible. For the uniqueness, it is clear that if Q and R exist, I can find infinitely many other matrices Q and R which give the same result when multiplied one by the other. Why? Because if I put between Q and R the product D by D to the H, where D is diagonal and unitary. A diagonal and unitary matrix is called the phase matrix. Matrice di fase, phase matrix. For example, over the real numbers, a diagonal matrix with principal entries equal to 1 or to minus 1 is a phase matrix. Many other choices are possible if I consider a phase matrix over the complex numbers. Well, in this case, the matrix is also unitary, so its inverse is equal to the Hermitian. And it is also upper triangular. So I easily find other matrices Q by D unitary on the left and the Hermitian by a triangular on the right. But remember that unitary and triangular
matrices are closed with respect to the prime. Well, if the factorization exists, clearly it is not unique. But this is not a problem, even if I can, this is another remark, the factorization becomes unique if the principle, the main entries, the diagonal entries of the matrix are required real and positive. But this is not very important in this moment. The existence. Before proving the existence for any matrix A, it is necessary to introduce a well-known class of matrices, which are called elementary matrices. Before giving the definition, the reason for introducing this class of matrices is the fact that many factorization, in our case, the LU factorization and the QR factorization, can be expressed and overall computed by using these matrices. So, what is our idea? We show that the matrices Q and R of our factorization of A can be expressed in terms of elementary matrices. Well, the definition an elementary matrix E is defined by the parameter is sigma, okay. The identity matrix, a number sigma real, non-zero, and two complex vectors, U and V. So by multiplying them in this order, U by V permission, we obtain a matrix having rank 1. So all this is a matrix. Also U and V, we require that they are non-zero. These are the conditions over number sigma and the two vectors, complex vectors, U and V. An elementary matrix has a lot of properties, of simple properties. One of these properties, which we stress, is the fact that
the multiplication, multiplying E by a vector, have E by, say, X, X minus sigma U clear mission by X. How many operations, floating point operations, does this multiplication cost? Ordinarily, a multiplication product of a general matrix by a vector costs big O of n squared, a quadratic cost. In this case, you have a linear cost, because this product is a scalar product, so it costs big O of n. Here you have a scalar by a vector, again by a vector, and here you have a difference between two vectors. So the total cost clearly is linear. So if we use elementary matrices, when we multiply them by a vector, we will see that this vector, the role of this vector will be played by the column, the columns of the matrix which has to be factorized. I have linear costs. The other properties. Possible invertibility. The condition, there is one condition for invertibility, can be found in several ways. The most natural is to show that the inverse if it exists is elementary. Is elementary too if we search another elementary matrix, not totally elementary, with the same vectors appearing in the structure of matrix. So it is elementary two with the same vectors. I'm looking for another elementary matrix with these features. Multiply it by the given matrix, and I want to find a condition for the existence of tau. Let us expand the product. Identity minus UV minus sigma VMU emission, and finally plus the equation is with the identity on the other side. Simplify, cancel the identity, and remark that this is
Scala
product.
So the matrix
U by V Hermitian, which appears in all the terms, can be put as a factor, and within the brackets we have minus tau minus sigma plus tau by sigma by V Hermitian U. All these must be equal to the zero matrix. But this matrix is a non-zero matrix because U and V both are non-zero. So this number must be zero. In order to have it, to satisfy this equation, we have matrix equal to a zero matrix. This matrix is the rank one matrix U by V to VH, which is non-zero. This is a number, so if I want that this matrix is the inverse, this number must be zero, so this condition is found. Condition that can be written by can be written if I divide by tau sigma, which is different from zero, I will find minus one over sigma minus one over tau plus or also can be written given an explicit formula for tau, which will be useful if I write tau by minus 1 plus sigma by equal to sigma. I have for tau the explicit formula sigma divided by here, or also here, I read the condition which was I was looking for the invertibility, that is, this number must be non-zero. So the product of sigma by the scalar product between the two vectors must be different from one. This is the sufficient and necessary condition in our framework to have an elementary matrix, to have a non-singular elementary matrix. Another simple property which will be not used in a direct way, but we remark it because it's very simple. The eigenvalues of an elementary matrix are immediately known because by definition, they are lambda expressible as the difference
between the eigenvalues of the identity, which are all ones, minus the eigenvalues of this rank one matrix rank one matrix expressed in this way. We know which are its eigenvalues. There they are. 0 with multiplicity, algebraic multiplicity, at least n minus 1, and the eigenvalue which can be different from 0 is sigma by the scalar product between the two vectors. So we obtain 1 and 1 minus sigma. In this way we find again the condition for invertibility that has been found directly by multiplying the two matrices, because if the matrix has to be non-singular, the only eigenvalue, its eigenvalues, which can be zero, is the second eigenvalues. For singularity, I point that is non-zero, and we find again the condition of sigma v mu. Another, I could say that the most useful property of the elementary matrix is the possibility of using a matrix of this type, so a very simple matrix, to transform a given vector in another prescribed vector. The question is the following: is it possible given somewhat must be given x and y, two complex vectors, and one of the two vectors which define E, the second B. Is it possible, given these three objects, to find E, defined in the way we have seen, with the second vector blocked, given, such that E by X gives exactly Y? Given two vectors to transform one into the other with this simple condition. It is clear that this possibility can be exploited in order to transform the columns of a given matrix in order to find one of the factorization which we are dealing with. This is possible under some additional requirements, and is also possible to find an invertible E, possibly invertible matrix E. It is desired non-singular. Well, if E is found, the product we have I by X minus
The result must be the given y, given vector y. As usual, this is a must of this kind of developments. When we find inside a product of vectors and matrices, a scalar product. You see a row vector by a column vector. The result, we know that the result is a number and can be useful to treat the product of this term as a number. Why? Because we can put this number everywhere since it commutes in the product with every other factor in the algebraic expression. So we can write from this, we can derive sigma y u as x minus y, we have changed sign, divided by this scalar product. This formula is explicit because we know x, we know y, we know v and x. But it is necessary that the denominator is different from z. So I write this here. Immediately we find an additional condition for the existence of this matrix E. But we want also that the matrix E is invertible. The condition for invertibility, this so for invertibility of E, you can write sigma by the scalar product different from 1. We have just found an explicit expression for sigma u, so if you multiply both sides by V Hermitian, you find from this that sigma V Hermitian by u is equal to V by x minus V by y, V h by y, and divided by, this is a number, simplify the two zero, the two scalar products, they are the same value, so it can be 1 minus the scalar product between V and y. We want that this is different from 1. 1 minus something different from 1. So this quantity must be non-zero too. These are the additional conditions which I was looking for in order to have a non-singular elementary matrix which transforms a given x in a given y. Let us apply soon this new tool in order to
express and possibly also compute two factorizations. The first that has been introduced use of elemental matrices for
the LU factorization.
Okay. Yes? The case in which x is different from y.
X is different from
y. X is different from y. If they are equal, the condition.
This is a trivial case, but because in this case, if x is equal to a to y, I might choose the density matrix, which has been excluded because it is possible, but is not interesting case because it is the most trivial case. Okay, this is not a problem. After, we will do the same thing for the QR factorization. How can we proceed?
The idea is to...
The idea underlying all this procedure is to multiply on the left the given matrix A, considering one column of A at each time. First, we consider the first column, and we search a matrix, an elementary matrix E, such that if we call the first column by X using the same notation, the idea is to search an elementary matrix E which transforms X, the first column of A, into a multiple of the first column of the identity matrix. This means that we will find a final vector, the transformed of the first column of A, of the form some value here and all zero in the rows from 2 up to n. The complete transformed matrix will have this structure, zeros in this position. I can repeat the procedure by considering the submatrix of order n minus 1, the submatrix which I have circled here, and applying the same idea I can number the elementary matrices. The second elementary matrices will transform the second column of this matrix, the subvector, the n minus 1 subvector constructed over the second column of this matrix, into a multiple of the first column of the identity matrix of order n minus 1. The idea is very clear. It's heavy to write in a correct way all the formulas with all indices, but the idea is very simple. Also because you know this idea because it is underlying the Gaussian elimination method. In this way, the final matrix which will be achieved after n minus 1 steps will have an upper triangular form. So if I multiply together all the elementary matrices on the left, calling in some way the product, say B, the final triangular matrix C has this form. Of course, it's B. B by A equal to C. Write A as the inverse of B if B is invertible by C, and we have found a factorization. This is so. Now the question is, how can we chosen these elementary matrices in order to find as the final factorization, the LU factorization and the QR factorization. The LU factorization is obtained if the matrices involved in this procedure are the so-called Gauss or Gaussian elementary matrices. Let us give a few words about the Gauss. Elementary matrices. We want that. X given, we realize that X will be a column of matrix. V is blocked to be, is prescribed to be E sub 1. The first column of the identity matrix. And we want that the matrix constructed with the suitable U and sigma, V equal to E sub 1, transforms a given X to Y must be a multiple, a special multiple of E sub 1, X sub 1, E sub 1. That is the effect of multiplying the given vector by E is simple to leave unchanged the first entry and to transform into zero or the other. This is exactly what the Gauss method does over the matrix. Let us check the condition for the existence of E with this assumption and its invertibility, which is simple because we have already given the two conditions. It is sufficient to apply them to
to our methods, and we find the first was, and the second was this. In this case, for Gauss elementary lattices, we have that. V is V is E sub 1, and Y is X sub 1 by E sub 1. The first scalar product is simply X sub 1, the first entry of X, that must be non-zero, in order that the Gauss elementary matrix exists. The first entry of X must be non-zero. We knew this fact. And the second condition gives the same, because you have the number X1 and the scalar product between these two vectors, which gives 1. And the result must be non-zero. So the condition that the first entry of X is non-zero is sufficient to guarantee the existence and the invertibility. The matrix A is given. So we have V is sub 1. We found an explicit formula before for sigma u, which was x minus y, so divided by the scalar product. The scalar product V Hermitian by X. That is X. How is this vector made? The first entry is X1 minus X1, 0. The other entries have the form minus the corresponding entry of X. Here you easily recognize the coefficients of the linear combination of the Gauss method. We conclude writing down the complete matrix E, Gauss elementary matrix E, the identity minus this vector, which is sigma by u. Minus x rho index divided by x sub 1 multiplied by this is the conjugate transpose of e sub 1 vector. The result is remark that this product is a rank one matrix which has entries different from zero only on the first column.
you perform the difference.
One along the main diagonal, and here the same. Excuse me, here is a plus. Okay. Minus. Minus. So here we have plus sign.
And think of this kind. What can we add? We can add that if this procedure comes to an end, I mean, if we find N-1 Gauss elementary matrices, so that the final matrix U is triangular. But observe that these matrices are all triangular. We have seen this in the first step. This is a triangular matrix. But also the subsequent elementary matrices will be triangular as well. The product of triangular matrices is also a triangular matrix of the same kind. Call this T, the product. If the condition for the invertibility of all the matrices is fulfilled, T is invertible. So we can write A as the product of the inverse of a triangular matrix T by lower triangular matrix T by an upper triangular matrix U. Not only this, these matrices, besides being triangular, had all one-valued entries along the diagonal. And this property is inherited by the product and also by the inverse. So T is the lower triangular inverse of a lower triangular with all ones on the diagonal. What does this mean? That we have found again the L U factorization. If the assumptions for the uniqueness of the LU factorization hold, we have found the same L and the same U, which we have defined during the last lesson. What we have to do now, after the break, we will do an analogous, a very similar we'll develop a very similar procedure for the QR factorization. Okay? Okay, questions? Let us stop here for 10 minutes.